We're going to continue today about. We got three colors here. We're going to continue about Shva. Now, somebody said like they didn't know what a Shva was. So a Shva is that. That's a Shva. And we got that. That was simple. Okay, now very quickly, for those that maybe are first timers, so we just did really. That is a Shva. It's a dot and another dot.
And we
now, we're just going to be discussing what's called a Shva Na and a Shva Nach. Again, a Shva Na looks this thing, or Shva Na and a Shva look the same. They look exactly they're identical. One starts a vowel, one ends a vowel. For example, take the word Shema. That starts the vowel, right? Because you got the shin, and that's, well, it's over here. That's the Shema starting the vowel. And then you have, take the word Av, Avraham, right, which has a Shva in the, on the vase, so it's Avraham, that's ending the vowel. Okay, we discussed four rules about when, is that clear? Why are you guys looking at me like I fell from the moon, like I was talking about this for 4 weeks, or whatever, okay, if I got this, does anybody understand what's going on? Right, Shva, oh my gosh, this doesn't look good. Does anyone understand? Yeah. Whatever, okay, Shva, again, it's the two dots, that is not a vowel, it's either opening up a syllable, that's called a Shva, not a moving, active Shva, and we have a Shva that concludes, that finishes a syllable, it comes after a vowel, and that's a Shva, not a resting Shva. Av, Raham, as opposed to Shema, which is connected to the next letter. Okay? That's basically, we talked about different rules, how you know when there's Shema Nach, Shema Nach, and we said that according to the Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, and Hey. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, first letter, etc. We're not going to go over them again. Anybody needs to ask, can ask me after this again. The one we did not talk about was the Gimel. Rule number three. The Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey. So Gimel is something called Tnua Gedoyla, which starts the Gimel, meaning a long or a large, or more accurate, a long syllable, a vowel. Okay, now today we're going to talk about something called the long. Now, last week I mentioned a little bit something from, I mentioned something about Italian. Wait, anybody heard that? Sure.
Well,
you mentioned about that. That's the one. So today we're going to talk about Latin. Now, in Latin there are five vowels. The truth is it's the same five in English, but I want to catch your attention. So anyway, we have in English A, E, I, O, and U, right? Those are the five vowels we have in English, and it comes from Latin. Those with and all those type of languages that come from Latin all have five vowels, meaning you have letters and you have the vowel that makes the letters move. In Lashon Kodesh we call that a tenua, which means moving, and it gets the letters moving, okay? Now, the letters are divided up into two groups of five. That's 10. 2 times 5 is 10. That's 10 vowels. Some of them are tenuas gedoyles, some of them are tenuas ketanas. Now, if you look at the paper, and I guess that'll be probably what we'll just cover for today, we have on the paper, which, as you notice, is copyrighted, we have the A sound for the A is A has what's called the longer sound is the Kamatz Gadol, and the Patach is a Kamatz is the Tnua Ketana. Right? A Kamatz, the reason it's called a Kamatz Gadol we'll talk about later on. Just trust me for this. We have something called a Kamatz and a Patach. For the A sound, we have an A and an E. Both of them are basically the same sound, or at least very similar. By Ashkenazi, they're similar, not exactly the same. By Sephardim, they're exactly the same. But one is, either way, one is supposed to be pronounced longer, one is supposed to be shorter. Then we have what's called a chirik. A chirik with a yud or a chirik without a yud. The chirik with a yud is a tenua gedoyla, without a yud is a tenua ketana. You have a choylam, and then we have what's called a kamatz katan, which we'll have to talk about a little later. Kamatz katan, if you ever notice in modern Hebrew, even people, or in Hebrew, in Lashon Kodesh, or even people that don't pronounce a kamatz like a don't pronounce the kamatz like a kamatz. They pronounce the kamatz like a patach, right? Because that's how their masters is how to pronounce a kamatz. But sometimes you hear them say an O sound. For example, when you say everything, you say kol. Kol hadvarim ma'ele, right? Even Sephardim or even those that are modern Hebrew that are reading a kamatz, they pronounce like a patach, but sometimes you'll hear a kamatz being pronounced like an O sound, that without getting into too much details about that now, but that is called a kamatz katan. So there are actually two types of kamatz. They look the same. Some modern Siddurim have actually shown differences. Some make them longer or shorter, whatever different ways of symbolizing them. But really in the old Sephardim, they're written the same way. They look the same. One is a tenua gedoyla, one is a tenua ketana, and like I said, Ashkenazim, they sound exactly the same. By Sephardim, one will sound like a patach and one will sound like a cholam sound. And then we have a shuruk, which is the one with the vav, and then we have the kubutz, which is without a vav. Now, just to remember, what are the tenuas gedoyles? As you see, this is a remez, which is brachshi bar in the Magen Avraham. It was like 400 years ago, and the Mishabura brings it. And the way to remember the tenuas gedoyles is the pi, su, che, choy, sum, five vowels. Those are the tenua gedoyla vowels, and the other five will be tenuas ketanas. So we have what's called a tenua gedoyla. That's what we're talking about today. And you notice, of course, that a shva does not appear on this page, because we mentioned that what we've been learning till now, the shva is actually not a vowel, right? We said either precedes or finishes, comes before or after a vowel, but it's not a vowel. And the rule gimel, which we're not going to get more today, just very quickly. So rule gimel will be after a tenua gedoyla. If I have a shva after a tenua gedoyla, it will be a shva na, and that, like the word leva, vecho. Because Lva is a Kamatz Gadol, and we'll talk more about this next time. Thank you for listening.
Rabbi. That's Rabbi Ever.